Coast Radio News for Thursday, December 17, 2020. I'm George Henry. COVID-19 cases in the Florence area are now at 61 after yesterday's report from Lane County Public Health. According to Jason Davis with LCPH, they're not currently tracking any outbreaks in the area, which means new cases are from community spread. People are being reminded to be vigilant and practice social distancing and hand washing and wearing masks. Dr. Willie Foster with Peace Harbor Medical Center says we are likely seeing the rise in cases as more people are staying inside due to the weather. There's also been a significant spike, not just locally or regionally, but around the state and nation following the Thanksgiving weekend. Health officials are concerned that people may be letting their guard down with the advent of a vaccine, but doctors locally say that even healthcare workers will have to wait up to 2 weeks along the coast before they receive their first dose. Florence has seen a steady increase in cases over the past several weeks. There were 118 new cases of the coronavirus in Lane County reported yesterday, bringing the total to 5,868. The death toll associated with COVID-19 is up to 77 persons countywide. The greatest amount of cases is currently among the 20 to 29 age range. Women have also surpassed men in the county as the larger group of persons infected. Statewide, there were 1,562 new cases reported yesterday and 48 new deaths, yet the state is reporting an overall decrease in cases over the past week. There was an 11% decrease last week and a 14% decrease the week before. There were also fewer deaths reported last week. A Waltport man is behind bars. 52-year-old Jack Edward Sigler was the suspect in multiple burglaries in Waltport over the period of November 24th through December 5th. Sigler was found to be in possession of several items of stolen property. He was arrested by Lincoln County Deputy Daylin Schinholster and was lodged in the Lincoln County Jail. Sigler was indicted on Tuesday on 3 counts of burglary in the first degree and 1 count of theft in the first degree. Lincoln County Sheriff's Office detectives continue to investigate the murder of Mark Campbell. They have been following up on leads and have acted upon several search warrants, but have not listed any persons of interest in the case. They have seized several evidentiary items that are being processed at the Oregon State Crime Lab and are awaiting results. An issue with plants that process crab in Charleston has some boats still docked, as yesterday signified the beginning of the commercial crabbing season along the Oregon coast. The issue, according to one media report, is price. Pacific Seafood, headquartered in Clackamas, has yet to issue a price per pound for crab, and crabbers are waiting until they do. Other processors are at $2.50 per pound, which many commercial fishers believe is too low. That's Coast Radio News for Thursday, December 17th, 2020.